This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ape Escape Room. This is your IGN review of Mario vs. Donkey Kong by Tristan Ogilvy. 20 years before it became a challenge to track down certain Mario toys in the form of amiibo, Nintendo made a Game Boy Advance game about the challenge of tracking down certain Mario toys in the form of wind-up mini Marios. That game was Mario vs. Donkey Kong, a puzzle platformer that portrayed the popular plumber pursuing the barrel-heaving ape through a series of trap-filled levels, grabbing as many mini Mario toys as he could get his hands on along the way. Now the 2004 original has been remade for the Nintendo Switch, complete with a couple of new worlds, additional modes, and a significant visual makeover. It may still be fairly brief and light on challenge for the most part, but nonetheless, I found retrieving the Mario Toy Company's stolen stock against the pressure of a ticking clock to be a mostly engaging endeavor. Yes, you heard that right. In addition to being a plumber, a go-kart racer, an athlete across several different sports, and even a pill-slinging doctor, Mario is apparently also the head of his own toy company like some sort of Tonka Willy Wonka. As it did in the original, Mario vs. Donkey Kong's story opens with the impish ape charging into Mario's factory, scooping up all the mini Mario toys and shoving them into a sack like a smirking simian Santa Claus. The difference now is that these scenes are fully animated and packed with personality, unlike the mostly static slideshow-style sequences of before. It's a bit of a shame, then, that there are only a handful of these mini-movies that bookend the six-hour adventure. It would have been nice to have perhaps seen a few more of them inserted in between worlds for flavor. Then again, despite its strong emphasis on puzzles, this is still a 2D Mario platformer, so it's not exactly against type for it to feature about as much plot development as a silent film. This modern Mario vs. Donkey Kong might be styled up in a fresh pair of high-definition dungarees, but underneath the sharp new looks, the heart of it remains unchanged. Mario's moveset is identical to the original version. He's still able to smoothly flip over into a handstand to both protect himself from falling projectiles with his feet and perform an athletic launch up to out-of-reach places, as well as pick up enemies and throw them at other foes or place them onto spiky surfaces in order to use their heads as mobile platforms. Given the absence of the word super in the title, it's no shock that there's no sign of fire flowers or superstars, let alone the wackier pachyderm power-ups of Super Mario Bros. Wonder. But there are still some entertaining ways to topple the handful of enemies in each stage. In one level, you might scamper across a row of dangled ropes, knocking fruit that falls down and conks enemies on their noggins, while in another, you might grab one of the hammers from the original Donkey Kong arcade game to play a momentary round of whack-a-mole with a row of levitating oil barrels. While Mario's quest to reclaim the contents of his toy chest take him from the industrial factory floor to the boo-haunted hallways of a spooky mansion, I found that the two new worlds created specifically for this remake were home to some of the most memorable levels in the whole adventure. Merry Miniland introduces nifty new elements like flower-powered fans that allow Mario and objects like explosive bombs to float across large gaps, as well as teleporter blocks that blink him from one corner of a stage to another. Meanwhile, Slippery Summit lives up to its name by coating the bulk of its platforms in ice, allowing you to use Mario's momentum to slide through small holes in the terrain and turn fallen stalactites into steps. They're both welcome additions to the 2004 game's foundation and feel like clever new takes on the formula rather than simple rehashes of the existing ideas. Even with those added levels, completing Mario vs. Donkey Kong's 8 worlds for the first time still only takes a few hours, but you do unlock alternate plus versions of those worlds, each consisting of 6 new levels and a slightly reworked boss fight, which took me another 3 hours or so to complete. Oddly enough, I found, with rare exception, that this second set of levels was substantially easier to complete than the first, including the final boss fight, which made Mario vs. Donkey Kong's overall difficulty feel a little front-loaded, like playing the front 9 holes at Pebble Beach and then the back 9 at a shopping mall mini-golf course. This was true of the original version too, and I'm slightly disappointed that although Nintendo was happy to reshuffle the structure to accommodate the 2 new worlds, it didn't also put some work into bending Mario vs. Donkey Kong's difficulty curve into a gradual incline as opposed to a parabola. Coming in the wake of Super Mario Bros. Wonder's psychedelic splendor, Mario vs. Donkey Kong's update of the 2004 Game Boy Advance version is a markedly more modest Mario adventure in scope, but I still enjoyed puzzling my way through its trap-riddled rooms while they lasted, particularly those found in its playful pair of brand new worlds that have interesting new takes on the decades-old mechanics. The lopsided difficulty of its main levels could have perhaps been better smoothed out so that it becomes more challenging as you go, rather than easier, and some occasional control flaws seemed below the standard I've come to expect from Nintendo platformers, but its completely overhauled art is packed with personality, and its two-player co-op mode puts a fun new spin on familiar gameplay. Mario vs. Donkey Kong might not be as polished as a mini Mario toy fresh off the assembly line, but it's just as full of charm and fun to play with. Mario vs. Donkey Kong's IGN score? 7. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Mario and Donkey Kong updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.